Dvar Halachim Chavish Avavus, Or L'Dalit Kislev, Tufin Ayin Dalit.
Moving along in Hilchos Chanukah, so we are familiar with that Chanukah is Mutar Basiyos Malacha. They never were kaveid as a Yomtiv L'Gabi Asiyos Malacha. The Yomtiv is Lahalal V'Hidoa, as we explained, but not L'Asiyos Malacha. There is a minig that women, and this is a minig that should be done. It doesn't say anywhere that we don't do that minig anymore. It's a minig that should be done. Women don't do malacha for the half hour from when candles are lit for the next half hour. No matter when you light. Whenever you light, so for the next half hour. It doesn't have to be, even if your candles are burning the chumrah, let's say, for a chatzi shah after 72 and you're lighting by shkia, it's only necessary to kiyam the minig. Now, what's called malacha? Doesn't mean the lamentas malachas of Shabbos. It means heavy duty housework. It might mean laundry, not to do, and cleaning the house. You want her to make supper sometimes. So, supper is not included, cooking, but in Yerushalayim, Grada, it's brought down in minig Yerushalayim, is that it includes cooking as well. So, you're just going to have to wait a half hour if you have minig Yerushalayim. Or they can get it ready before. Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal has said that this minhag should be even if she's not home, meaning it has nothing to do with her being by the Hadlokas Neiros. Even if she's out of the house and you're lighting because it's time to light and whatever arrangement has been made, you're lighting. So she should really properly keep this minhag of not doing malacha for that half hour. The reason for the minig is twofold. First of all, they have a special connection to Neis Chanukah, as we know, with the story of Yehudis, and also it's sort of a way of showing that you don't do malacha, you're not mishtamish la'ora. Right? So they don't do malacha, and that's their way of showing that you're not mishtamish la'ora shel Chanukah. Okay, getting to the Chagas Halavos, Perek Shvi, the list. Perek and Shara Precious. He's talking about the flow of the Doros, the early pre-Matan Torah. They had no need for the Torah to sort of make them into Poroshtika people with their seichels controlling their desires, and therefore, because they had purer souls and they were more controlled people, and therefore they only needed a few mitzvahs to accomplish what they needed to accomplish. But then they went down to Mitzrayim, the Chagas Halavos describes, and they had it a little too good there under Yosef, and therefore they were misdar there, and lo and behold, now they need an entire Torah with 613 mitzvahs, and they need that to keep their equilibrium, their precious equilibrium. The Chashalokhu Eretz Yisrael, now the Imamish had it all good. V'sha'ananu, they relaxed. V'sangu b'tova. Dorshu ha'mozon u'masha achra mimosos ha'machol v'hamishte v'hatashmish v'habinyon. Big fancy buildings. Chol she'hosifa ha'oretz binyon, the more that it developed, l'choretz even means the more that it developed as a civilized country. The more cell phone antennas it put up, and the more it developed, hosifu hascholim, that's the seichel, plural for seichel, hosifu hascholim churban. Everything went downhill. So he's not exaggerating. Look at nowadays, just like nowadays, it's even more downhill in terms of precious. So he's saying the more developed the country became, and the more they had it, and they had kultuv. So how did they deal with that? He'll say in a second, because they had the Torah already. So now what? But he says, this is in the Torah. He's a pesukim in the Torah. These are the Torah's prediction in the Torah. The chol shel sifu hatayvus. The seichel, So what they had to do, the Chavis HaLevis now says, is they turned to extraordinary preciouses, like becoming a Nazir. Nazirus was very common. Men could be Nazirim. Women could be Nazirim. Ishmael was Beno Benazir. They had, by the first place of Mikdash, they had Bnei Nevi'im Yeshivas, and they went off into the mountains and the hilltops. And the Mamish lived lives of precious, and that's what they did, because they had to do more than the Torah, so to speak. Ulfika Chosuchu the precious Chazaka, Shatia Keneged Yitzrayim, Yiderech Hanozir, Halichas Bnei Hanavim, Shiskarnu B'meshakodam B'shar Hazeh, that the Mamish women not take themselves from the world as much as humanly possible. V'kach b'shor ha-doros lo chodlu ha-scholem lios b'nasiga. The story of history in the Chavis HaLevis' world is a history of retreat of Seichel from Taiva, but Taiva's his kadmus. So if you think it's an exaggeration, so look nowadays. Chavis HaLevis says you're better off in a world where if you need a drink of water, you have to pick yourself up and go to the backyard and go to the well and let down the pail and draw water. Then you go over to your kitchen faucet and open it and get water. And everything's like that. And that he says it 1,000 years ago, that the better things get, the worse things get. And I think we're pretty much living proof to that. And you have to realize, and this is the Yisod of Shar Precious, every involvement you have in Olam Hazeh, Hitrida Binyoni Olam Abba. What are you focused on? What your life's about? What your where you're at? What interests you? What are you concerned with? She says, the more you're osik b'dava minyoni olam hazeh, hitvidu minyoni olam haba, machmos is garbrus hayetzer aleihem. And then there were less and less breaks, B-R-A-K-E-S, as the decades and the centuries rolled on. To just stay focused and remember what it's about, and you stay away from those things which are very ephemeral, very temporary. Okay, we'll stop here.